From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. At least 28 people were killed and hundreds wounded when a Taliban truck with a bomb tore through central Kabul Tuesday. It triggered a fierce firefight. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack in a densely crowded neighborhood. Clouds of acrid smoke billowing into the sky and rattled windows could be seen several kilometers away. The brazen assault near the defense ministry marks the first major Taliban attack in the Afghan capital since the insurgents announced the start of this year's fighting season. Meanwhile, the Interior Ministry denounced the attack as a war crime and pledged to track down the perpetrators. A suicide bomb attack outside a government office in northwest Pakistan Tuesday left at least one person dead and 17 injured, according to officials there. The attack took place in Mardan, which is about 50 kilometers northeast of Peshawar. Shahid Khan is a senior local police official. He said it was a suicide attack. The target was the Office of Excise and Taxation. Faisal Shahzad, the district police chief, confirmed the incident and said the toll stood at one dead and 17 injured, two of whom were in critical condition. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Japan's southern quake-hit area was rattled by a strong aftershock Tuesday, and searchers found a woman's body buried under the landslide rubble. It raised the death toll from the two earthquakes to 45. More than 100,000 evacuees, some sleeping in their cars and others in gymnasiums or community centers, were bracing for another chilly night. This is VOA News. Fighting intensified Tuesday in northern and central Syria. It comes as government forces sought to repel rebel advances on a government stronghold. A chief opposition negotiator, meanwhile, said conditions on the ground were not conducive to political talks. Rebels and activists reported fighting in the rural parts of Latakia province. It comes a day after rebels launched a new offensive against government forces because of what they said were repeated ceasefire violations. New York began voting Tuesday in a high-stakes presidential primary, tipped to hand Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump victories in the race to clinch the Democratic and Republican tickets to the White House. The former Secretary of State, First Lady, and New York Senator leads the polls by double digits over her Brooklyn-born challenger, Bernie Sanders, even if nationwide surveys put them neck and neck. Trump, the brash Manhattan millionaire, is streets ahead of his evangelical rival, Ted Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich for the Republicans. The European Union Monday offered its support of Libya's new unity government by offering to boost its naval operations near to the Libyan coast to disrupt human smuggling trafficking networks. The British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond Monday was the latest EU official to visit Libya, where he held talks with unity government leader Prime Minister Fayez Sarraj.
We stand shoulder to shoulder with Prime Minister Sarraj and his government as they seek to restore peace and stability to Libya.
The British diplomat also announced a $14 million cash infusion to help the new administration. Brazil's embattled president, Dilma Rousseff, Monday lashed out at those lawmakers who voted for her impeachment. She vowed she will not be knocked down. She says, I have energy, strength, and courage needed to face, despite a feeling of much sadness, this injustice. But I have energy, strength, and courage. I will not be knocked down. I will not let myself be paralyzed by this. I will continue fighting and will fight as I have done all my life. The lower house of Congress voted Sunday to impeach her for alleged budgetary maneuvers ahead of her 2014 re-election victory. She has denied any wrongdoing. South Korea, Japan, and the United States Tuesday have warned North Korea of harsher sanctions and deeper isolation if it goes ahead with a fifth nuclear test or other provocations. That warning came amid growing speculation that Pyongyang is in the final stages of preparing an underground nuclear detonation at one of its test sites. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.